Welcome back to the Friar Talk podcasting YouTube channel. Today, we're going to be talking about the NL MVP race. Now, I think at this point in the year, it's pretty clear that it's between two guys. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. is one of those guys. Obviously, we're Padres fans. We will try to keep the bias out of it, this segment. Bryce Harper is the other guy that's really vying for that spot. Now, it did seem like Fernando was going to – it seemed like he was going to run away with it. And then Bryce got really hot, and then Fernando got hurt, and – up until a couple days ago, he had been struggling for – well, I mean, for him, he had been struggling. His numbers went a little bit down. But right now, if we're just looking at where these guys are at, Tatis – and we're recording this on Saturday before both these guys have played. So right now, Tatis has a 999 OPS. He's getting on base at a 370 clip, you know, 25 stolen bases, 91 RBIs, and, of course, 39 home runs. He leads the NL. He is hitting 286 to go with that. And right now he has a 6.5 WAR. On the other hand, Bryce Harper, he has a little bit less WAR, 5.4, 33 home runs. However, he is hitting 313, so he is getting a lot more hits. His on-base percentage is also 427. I don't know if you guys saw that, so that is absurd. And he has an 1,053 OPS to go along with 77 RBIs and 13 stolen bases. So I know I just threw a bunch of stats at you guys. One other thing, right now, for as much slack as Fernando Tatis gets on defense, he does have overall better defensive metrics than Bryce Harper as well, and is a in what stats back up is as a more valuable defensive piece throughout the season. So just looking at those numbers, kind of seeing where these teams are at, they're in similar spots. They're not in the wild card spot. They're trying to race for it. Now, I don't know if – I'd probably lean that the Cardinals or the Reds end up winning it just because of their soft schedules. And even the Reds have been playing really bad, so we'll see how that goes out. But it seems like both these teams are on the outside looking in. Potentially, I think there's a chance that potentially either one of these guys is the guy that really gets hot and carries their team to the playoffs. If either one of those guys does that and they win the wild card, I think they win MVP. Now, if they don't, I think their numbers are pretty close. Yes, Bryce has a little bit better numbers on base percentage. Obviously, it's like 50 points better. But Tatis is winning the home run race. We know how big of a deal that is. We also know that he hasn't played the whole year. He's been battling an injury, and he's still, you know, been amazing. But I think with approximately 15 games left in each of these seasons, it's going to really come down to these last couple weeks. So where are you guys at? Isaac, you can start out, man. Where are you at with this MVP race?
Yeah, so Chase knows in high school when the Padres weren't a very good team that I didn't really have a favorite Padre. I didn't really care to have a favorite Padre. So who was my favorite baseball player? It was Bryce Harper. I loved Bryce Harper. He was my favorite player. And right now it's kind of cool seeing, you know, my favorite player right now and my favorite player of the past are going at it in the MVP race. But, you know, regarding this MVP race, I think, you know, I just got to say this first. I don't think Bryce Harper gets enough credit for what he does and what he's been doing in his career. He's an amazing baseball player, great fielder, hits for power. And I think that, you know, a lot of people discredit what he did because kind of like Manny earlier in their career, they were both hotheads and people just didn't like that about him. So, you know, everyone's going to have a negative opinion about him. But I mean, we are seeing right now how great he is. He's an amazing, he's just doing things that I didn't think he could do again, honestly. This might be a better season than when he first won MVP. That's how good he's doing right now. I don't know the stats, but just how the feel of it when he's getting hot, the way he's hot right now, everything is just flowing for him nicely. But if you look at the stats, Harper does have a higher batting average. He does have a higher OPS. But if you stretch out how many home runs, RBIs, stolen bases, extra base hits, if you stretch Fernando out to the amount of games that Bryce Harper has played so far, Fernando would be even further than him in those stats because he has more stolen bases. He has more home runs. He has more runs scored, fewer extra base hits, but more RBIs. If he didn't get hurt, which, you know, I know that's, I can't really say that scenario, but if you were able to stretch that out to the pace that Harper was at, to the games he's played, it wouldn't even be close. A lot of people like to talk about Fernando's defense. Fernando plays shortstop for most of the season, a harder position, and he has a higher defensive WAR than Bryce Harper, who plays right field. So I think that, you know, defensively, he should get the credit he deserves because although he does make errors, he does also make spectacular plays that save some runs. I don't know if this is B WAR or F WAR, but Fernando's higher in one of those. He has a 6.3. Bryce has a 5.1. Now, regarding the MVP race in the past couple years, the leader in F4 has normally won the MVP in these past couple years. And right now, Bryce leads that. So obviously, as a Padre fan, I'm going to lean Fernando just because I see what he's done with us, the amount of home runs he's hit, you know, his OPS, everything's still there. Higher defensive war, although he does get a lot of slack for his defense. And he's going to become only the sixth player, I want to say, along with Shohei this year, to have a 40-20 season, 40 home runs and 20 stolen bases, as long as he hits that one home run in the next 15 games. So, of course, I'm going to lean Tatis. I think he should be able to win it. But whoever gets hot these next 15 games and leads their team to the playoffs, or at least close to it, they will win MVP.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, the Phillies are only – they're two games back of their division, so it really depends on how the Braves would play and how that goes out, and they're 2.5 back in the wild card. So it really comes up to the point. They have very similar numbers. Tatis is just a little better on defense. Harper a little more like on base percentage and probably slugging right now. So it really depends on – in this last 15 games, who can push their teams into the playoffs, either by winning the division or sneaking through a wild card spot. Because the Padres don't have the luxury of either or. They have to make the wild card spot to do this. And they got, right now, the Reds are tied with them and then the Cardinals. So it's one of those things where if he goes on an absolute tear and absolutely wins the Padres the next, let's say, 7 games and sneaks them into the playoffs, and Harper and them miss the playoffs and either or, losing the division and losing the wild card, I think you have to give it to Tatis, even if Harper has a little bit better of a season. They did miss playoffs for a reason. You can't blame all of it on Harper. But looking at the counterpart, Tatis pushed his team into the playoffs, and we saw the Padres are without Tatis. It's a shell of them former selves, which is in a shell of what they were at the beginning of the season. So if the Padres make playoffs, I think Tatis is winning it. If they both make playoffs, that one's going to be a little bit tougher of a call, because then it's really going to probably go on to, okay, Tatis didn't play as many games, but he has – equal, if not better, if not slightly worse stats in some categories than Harper, and Harper playing a full season. In that case, I still think Tatis edges out Harper just a little bit, just because of the fact that he's put up similar numbers with less time played. So I think even then, Tatis still wins it in the end. But who knows? Harper could go ice cold these last 15. Tatis can go ice cold this last 15. Who knows what's going to happen? But as of right now, I still think Tatis is in the slightest of leads when it comes to the MVP race.
No, I definitely think that's a good point. And like you're talking about, if Tatis gets hot and he carries the Padres to the playoffs, same thing for Bryce, you know. And I think one thing, like, why we're talking about this specifically, I don't even know if it's as much of, oh, they make the playoffs, because obviously in baseball, star players do not have the impact that they do in, as you know, a league such as the NBA to like put their team in that playoff mix. But we have to remember who we're talking about here. We're talking, and like you said, Isaac, a guy that gets way too much slack, I think, from a lot of fan bases. Bryce Harper is going to go, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And people look at him and people think like, oh, he has had a disappointing career. Look at the numbers and tell me Bryce has had a disappointing career. His career on base percentage is .391, and he has a .915 OPS. He has 265 home runs right now, and he's only 28. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to go down as a legendary baseball player. And right now, Tatis is only, what, 23, I want to say? Maybe 22? Give me 1 second. He's 22 right now. Both these guys are going to be star player. I mean, I believe that Tatis is going to be a star player for years to come. He has all the tools, all the reason to be that guy. And Bryce is already there. He's in his prime, you know. So these are two really, really good players that if they do carry their team like that, they're going to have some amazing moments along the way that's going to drive their MVP narrative. So I think that's what really is going to have the chance to put one of these guys over the top. If they both don't make it, it's going to be tough. And it might be a really close vote. Like, it might be something that where it's like, oh, wow, Tatis won by like 5 votes or Harper won by 5 votes. Like, it's going to be hard to tell. And to me, like, I think right now Tatis has a slight lead over him as well. But, like, let's not act like Bryce isn't, like, right behind him, even if he doesn't have the lead. Because I bet you a lot of people listening to this feel like Bryce have the lead. You can make the case. There is a clear case for both of these guys. So we'll see how it ends up. I think Bryce, you know, Bryce has a little – he has a better slash line for sure. But Tatis has more home runs, more stolen bases. He has the better defensive numbers. So it's just kind of depends what you're looking at. So really, really close race. You look back at a couple months ago, it didn't seem like it was going to be like this. But credit for Bryce for really getting hot and potentially bringing the Phillies into the playoffs. Same for Tatis, because both of these guys supporting cast haven't really been what – and I think I'm maybe a little bit higher on, like, the guys around Bryce on the Phillies. Maybe not that starting rotation, but, like, these are two guys that are really leading their team. So, got to give credit to both of them. If I'm probably going to lean with Tatis right now. Could definitely change over the next 2 weeks. If you lean with Bryce, makes perfect sense. But that's going to do it for today's episode, and we'll talk to you guys very soon.